Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, June 12th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. Ukraine's much-anticipated counteroffensive has begun. So far, Ukrainian forces have retaken several villages in the country's southeastern and eastern regions, but have also lost several tanks to Russian minefields. A successful summer offensive from Ukraine could encourage the US-led West to continue to supply Kyiv with arms and money, whereas a failure could intensify international calls to freeze the fighting and negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin, a scenario that Ukraine fears could end hopes of ever regaining lost territory. UBS has finalised its takeover of Credit Suisse, ending a months-long saga that saw the collapse of one of Switzerland's biggest financial institutions. The bank described the deal as, quote, the beginning of a new historic chapter. UBS said Friday that it has signed a loss protection agreement with the Swiss government, covering up to 9 billion francs, roughly $10 billion, of losses from the takeover of Credit Suisse. A first-of-its-kind climate trial is set to kick off today in the state of Montana to determine whether the state's constitution obligates public officials to do more to address global warming. The plaintiffs are a dozen young residents between the ages of 2 and 18 who argue that the state's constitution, since 1972, has explicitly guaranteed the right to a clean and healthful environment. This case is among a wave of similar suits across the country, arguing that future generations will bear the consequences of a warming planet. The state has opposed the suit on procedural grounds, arguing in court documents that the constitutional challenge is overly broad. Stock markets in Asia ended mostly higher, while European shares are up in early trading. US stock futures edged higher. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.